Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The governor of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf, after his in-studio visit 2 weeks ago, which was great to see you, Governor. Good morning.
Well, it's great to see you guys. Good morning to you, too. Hey, it looks cold out here, too.
Yeah.
Lukewarm.
Yeah, you might want to put the hard top on the Jeep.
Yeah, does your Jeep have the convertible, or is it hard top?
No, it's convertible, but it has a good heating system. But you know, it's 12 years old, so it's acting like a 12-year-old vehicle. So I'm going to ride up today to work.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where it's just getting right, you know.
Yeah, and I think
12
you know,
years, that's just the right break-in period.
You won the election. Go ahead, get a new one.
No, I am. I'm thinking of getting a new one because I want to keep this one to I can put around the area, but to get on the expressway with the Jeep that I have right now, the bearings are getting a little worn, I think.
I could see people passing you on the expressway going, look at that hunk of junk. Oh, my gosh, that's the governor. Hey, Governor, a little bit later today here in Pittsburgh, the mayor and Jay Costa and some others are going to be announcing a plan to freeze or exempt property taxes for folks so that they don't get run out of their houses by taxes with gentrification and everything else that's going on. But it prompts the question. It seems like we've had this ongoing conversation about overhauling the property tax system and getting it to the point where it's a much more manageable idea. Where are we on that?
I think you're right. This we've been talking about for a long time. I ran the very first time I ran. And if you recall, even before the first budget was done, I tried to get something, actually got something close to what I wanted through the House of Representatives that died in the Senate. But I think while there's a disagreement over how we do it, there's no disagreement that we really need to address this because the mayor and Senator Costa and the other leaders in the West are right that too many people are, you know, facing the threat of losing their homes simply because they can't keep up with this very liquid and very fast rising tax. Usually it's the school tax. So one of the things that is the main target in Harrisburg is to get the state to do to play a bigger role in funding public education, which would relieve local taxpayers of the big burden we now give them in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, there's a general broad agreement that we need to do something. The conversations continue, and the disagreement is over exactly how we do it.
When you were in studio with us, again, just a couple of weeks ago, curious if the partial government shutdown on the federal level had affected us here in Pennsylvania in a significant way. Has that changed since we saw you last?
It keeps changing every day. I mean, it was like if you look at some of the programs that are funded largely by the federal government, you know, we first thought we'd have to, you know, look at that in February. Then it sort of looked like it might be March. The federal government has since said, you know, some of these folks now we're going to say you have to come back to work. Some of these we're going to exempt from the shutdown. But as I said, you know, every Pennsylvanian has been affected right from the very first day. And because we have, I mean, I was in Philadelphia yesterday for the Martin Luther King services. And we usually have a bell ringing service, the Liberty Bell, but the National Park Service folks aren't being paid, so we couldn't have it at the Independence Mall. We had to go to a hotel. So everybody is already feeling the impact of this, not to mention how many federal employees live in Pennsylvania and aren't getting paid. So. The programs that the state has, I think that's what I was talking about, you know, it keeps moving. It's a moving target in terms of what the federal government does from day to day. But right from the start, Pennsylvania's had one way or another been affected.
You know, Governor, there's a report out this morning that the tower at the Flight 93 Memorial has now been named the eighth most popular new attraction in the country. And at this moment, because of the weather, and there's no one to clear the roads going into the Flight 93 Memorial from the federal government, that's all shut down. Is there any way you can have the state reach out and say, hey, we'll run some salt trucks through there and help you get that reopened?
That's a good question. I will check on that today. I've been out to every one of the memorial services for Flight 93, and it is a very moving center. So it's not a surprise to me that so many visitors come there to see it. It's very moving.
Yeah, and they're still showing up, and they're getting turned away at the gate, and it's kind of sad to see because they're coming from all over the country, coming by on the turnpike.
Yeah. No, that's an excellent point. I will look into it this morning.
Well, Governor, as always, we appreciate your time and anxious to see what kind of new vehicle you get with what kind of attractions and accoutrements.
Well, it'll be a Jeep. It's going to be a Jeep, and I'm looking for a soft top two door. But I haven't started looking yet. But
try Craigslist, Governor.
Okay.
Have a great week. Thank you, Governor.
You too. Thanks.
Governor Tom Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.